Central Texas scene, equipment technology, and even some tips to help you improve your game. You're playing slow, so we're playing through. Welcome to the Texas Sports Monthly Friday Night Countdown, presented by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Also brought to you by American Water Connecticut, Factory Mattress, Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Hyundai, Round Rock Toyota, RV Outlet Mall, Dr. Greg Eckert, Austin Billiards, Qualtech Automotive, Paul's Motorworks, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, Capital Chevrolet, Urology Austin, Whataburger, Thrivin' Financial, Vandegrift High School, Inner Space Cavern, Thomas J. Henry, Mack Hike Ford Lincoln, Total Men's, UFCU, Central Texas Honda Dealers, and Tires to You. Now, here's your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Friday Night Countdown. It is week 9 already here in Central Texas as we get ready for some high school football. I'm Russell Dowden, publisher editor of Texas Sports Monthly. This is the Friday Night Countdown brought to you by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, man. It's Friday.
It is Friday, and we are here to discuss some high school football. Had a couple of games played early today. Those were basically the Thursday games due to weather. And I was supposed to meet you out there last night at the field, and I got...
Good thing you didn't.
I didn't show
up. It would
have
been a waste of time. You would have gotten really wet. But you know what you did miss out on? They had Brotherton's barbecue up in the press box at the field.
Oh, no. I missed out on
that. Oh, my Lord. That was a feast.
Well, that one got locked up, I think, at sevens in the second quarter. Tell us a little bit about that, what you experienced, and then we'll just recap that game quickly.
Yeah, so not much was going on. I mean, it was a defensive battle last night, and it continued as a defensive battle today. Weiss ended up pulling it out 14-7 in a defensive slugfest that came out to a pair of fourth downs. Weiss broke the 7-7 tie when Tavion Cord hooked up with C.J. Meeks for a 27-yard touchdown on 4th and 16.
Oh, wow.
Eastview came back down the field, had 4th and goal at the 3, couldn't. Came out empty with 4th and goal at the 3-yard line. Weiss was able to hold on for the win. And this Wolves defense, I mean, they've been chomping on people all year. The Patriots came to this game averaging 40 points per game. Weiss held them just 7. That's some defense, Russell.
Wow,
that's
man.
Some defense.
These guys are the Leander Glenn story of this year from Leander last year. You know, it was last year, it was Leander Glenn being their first year in district play, right? I mean, last year was their big deal?
Both teams were new to varsity football last
That's
year,
right.
Playing the same district. Glenn had a senior class they were playing with. Weiss did not. So last year, Weiss was playing without a senior class.
All juniors.
Unless they went 0-10. They took their beatings. But, you know, Nick Saban is my favorite Nick Saban quote is, never let a defeat go to waste. Weiss didn't let any of those 10 defeats go to waste, man. They learned from them, and now they are 7-1. 5-0 in district, and now
good for them.
Yeah, I mean, they'll play Brenham. I don't know when's that Brenham game, but right now it's them and Brenham right now undefeated on top of District 13 5A Division 2. And what a story! I mean, Glenn was the great story last year.
First year
varsity program, first time in city history that a first year varsity program had won a district title. And now Weiss in year two. I mean, they took a path to where there was no way they were going to win in year one, but they were building towards year two. It's kind of like when you do a rebuilding job in pro sports or whatever, in college football. You know you're kind of sacrificing a year for the next year. That's what Weiss did last year, and man, it worked out for him, man. It really worked out for him.
Well, they have gotten back on top of things this year in 2019, now 5-0 in district. They do have Brenham coming up next week. What's Brenham sitting at in that district?
Oh, Brenham is 4-0, so they're on top. And this was when this district was formed 2 years ago, this was supposed to be Brenham's district. I mean, the Cubs out towards College Station, home of Bluebell Ice Cream. They've had a lot of great football teams, a lot of great football players come through that high school. And when this district was formed, I mean, you had Weiss and Glenn, who were brand new football programs,
right?
And every other program in the district hadn't had a winning season in at least 3 years. It was Bastrop, it was
Cedar
Creek.
That was smart of them to do that.
It was Marble Falls. Everyone thought Bastrop or Brenham would have run away with the district, but it didn't happen. They ended up tying for the district title with Glenn. They lost two games. They lost to Glenn and Cedar Creek last year while they were kind of going through a coaching change, going from going to Elliot Allen from, what was the old coach's name? I'm blanking on the old coach's name. The old Brenham coach was really famous, actually. Glenn West? I don't know. No one's correcting me.
Whoever Craig is, Craig's correcting you. Whoever Craig is, I'm sure. But again, Eastview was new in that district too. Fairly new team. I mean,
And
so they got shuffled in there with all those other schools that were new.
Right, but Brenham was supposed to run away this last year. They didn't do it. Mm-hmm. This year, though, they're looking more like a really strong Brenham team. And I just looked it up. Brenham Weiss will be final week of the season, November 8th, here in town at the field.
Oh, boy.
We got our Week 11 game set, boys and girls.
That'll be game of the week.
Game of the week, Week 11. Weiss and Brenham. Oh, man.
So that's good stuff from Weiss, and they again won 14-7 this afternoon as that game continued. What other games continued?
We had another one. We had a big upset. Big upset in 13-6A. Stony Point fallen to McNeil 38-28, and I cannot really even put into words what a big and meaningful upset this is. Stony Point was 4-1 in district coming into this game. McNeil was 1-4 in district coming into this game. It seemed like Stony Point, you know, had their playoff spot solidified.
Go Mavs!
At this point in the year, it really looked like that. But now, you know, I'm not so positive. You know, they got Westwood and Vandergriff to finish up. So now they could finish 4-4 in district, potentially. And with the way 13-6A is, we've been talking about 13-6A for a few weeks now, how it is by far the deepest district in Austin.
Round Rock's in there in the hunt with Vandergriff. Westwood.
Yeah, Westwood's in there. I mean, you got Hendrickson right now sitting at 1-4. Hendrickson is sitting at 1-4 in 13-6A. Cedar Ridge, who we picked second, pretty much everyone picked Cedar Ridge second in this district. They're right now 2-3, tied for fifth place in this district. So it's a dog-eat-dog world up there in Williamson County, man. I mean, they're really, it's a fight.
I think for us last year, we were talking about 12-5A a lot in that crazy district with LBJ and Dripping Springs, but this one's turning out to be a shootout, and we'll see who's going to keep standing. Clearly, Vandergriff the favorite up there.
Yeah, but I mean the Tigers, they were the Tigers fought back. I don't know what happened. You know, it's a weird Friday day game. You know, it's you get all hyped up to play Thursday night, gets rained out, then you got to play like middle of the day. You know, none of your co-students are, they're all in school. You know, there's no one at the game.
Yeah, everybody. Do the cheerleaders get to go?
I would think
surely
so. I think the bands and the cheerleaders go. But like, you know, your parents. I mean, they gotta work, right? They gotta work. So they really came out. It was 35-6 at the half. So they fought back. They made it 38-28, but I mean, that was just all they could do. And this really just throws a complete wrench into 13-6A, because now not only is Stony Point no longer a sure thing to make the playoffs, this opens it up for Cedar Ridge, for Westwood, for Hendrickson, and for even McNeil. I mean, they're 2-4 district now. So now, I mean, this is a 9-team district. And you got everyone, 8 of them, everyone but Leander, I guess, is mathematically still in it now. And then we'll see what happens tonight, because tonight in that district you got Hendrickson playing at Vista Ridge. Hendrickson 1-4 in district, Vista Ridge 4-2, and Cedar Ridge playing at Round Rock. Cedar Ridge 2-3 in district, Round Rock 4-1. And I just don't even know after this, I don't even know what to think.
Well, before we get to the whip around here on Friday night and Kit and those guys give us all the details on the Friday night matchups, I just want to cover, we do have Glenn versus Marble Falls. That's Alan Cepeda. That one's airing on 101.9 and AM 1260. Again, Cedar Ridge at Round Rock. Wags has the call on that one. Again, Westwood and versus Leander with Rodney Rodriguez. Then we have Bowie versus Austin High. D. Hansen airing that one on 105.3 The Beat. And then, of course, Lake Travis will be at Del Valley with Mark and Bucky airing here on 104.9 The Horn. So lots of stuff coming up. I think by my math, I saw Rick send an email out to us earlier. I think he said 42% of all Area 5A and 6A games are tonight on the Horn, on the Horn app.
Wow.
And then there's one tomorrow as well. That Travis Crockett game that was at Burger Center last night was rescheduled for 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, get on it, fans. We got you covered. I don't know what else you'd be doing with your Friday night. I mean,
get the Horn app if you're.
Let's do it.
If you're trying to catch some football.
It's good football in Austin. I'm just telling you, it's good football. I know it's not Big 12, it's not NFL, but it is good football, man. If you like good football, I mean, I don't really care. I just want good football.
Stick around. We've got football coming up after this. It's the Friday Night Countdown on 104.9. Up next, the Whip Around. We'll be right back. Had to
stop at a red light. Look. Horns fans, Mr. Tramp Sports Pub invites all Longhorns fans to the game every Saturday. Get a free appetizer during the game when wearing Horns gear. When three or more Horns fans show up to Mr. Tramp's to watch the game, receive free wings or any appetizer. Mr. Tramp's with great food, huge screens with sound, daily drink specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Mr. Tramp Sports Pub, your headquarters for college football this season. 183 at Fairfield Lane, where North Austin goes for sports. MrTramps.com.
Mr. Tramp's.
Sendero Homes, a proud sponsor of high school football in Austin, Westlake, and Lakeway for a quarter of a century. Texas Ranch Homes, Italian-style villas, cutting-edge contemporaries, and all the transitional blends in between. For unique custom homes, turn to the pros at Sendero Homes. SenderoHomes.com.
What's for Lunch is a full-service catering company specializing in family-style lunches for businesses in the Austin area. Catering breakfast, lunch, dinner, and afternoon snacks for special events, training seminars, tailgate parties, conferences, birthdays, celebrations, cocktail parties, local businesses, South by Southwest day parties, private parties, sports banquets, and much more. Think outside the lunchbox when you ask yourself, what's for lunch? That's What's for Lunch Corporate Catering. Call them today at 512-388-6062. That's 388-6062, or place your order online at whatsforlunchaustin.com.
TexasHSFootball.com. Proud to sponsor the Friday Night Countdown. Log on for the latest in game coverage, scores, team pages, player profiles, and Texas recruiting news. That's TexasHSFootball.com. For all things high school football, TexasHSFootball.com. Jason's Deli has something great for everyone. Fan favorites are the Garden Fresh Salad Bar, Reuben, and Deli Cowboy. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing at Jason's Deli Lakeway. Open every day right down the street from Lake Travis High School.
Rock Solid Decorative Coatings is a proud sponsor of Central Texas High School football, specializing in outdoor living, gazebos, and patios for your home or business. Turn to the pros at Rock Solid. Rock Solid specializes in repairing your concrete project or flooring system from damage. Your team needs a rock solid defense to win championships, so why not call the winning professionals at Rock Solid Decorative Coatings today, 512-244-3612, or visit them online at TexasRockSolidCoatings.com.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, and I've been telling you about our family's move, right? Kids are graduating high school, moving on. We're going to downsize, but I'm really excited about the opportunity in our new home because of a great meeting I had with the guys at ATX Smart Homes. And if you know me, I'm by no means a technical guru, but ATX Smart Homes is going to help us create a completely integrated, connected home of the future that is also simple to use. ATX Smart Homes is home technology services. They're based right here in Austin. They do full audio and video services such as designing and installing media rooms. They'll do small jobs like hanging TVs and installing your Ring and Nest products, but they can also help you create a next generation smart home. We're talking about full home automation here, folks. Security, including smart lighting, the smart locks, automated shades, the HVAC control, surveillance cameras, the ability to control your home with one app on your phone or your voice on Alexa. Full home connectivity that you can control and understand is available right now. And I can't recommend these folks enough. ATX Smart Homes. Go to the website, atxsmarthomes.com. Integrated, connected smart home technology should be easy and simple to use, and they make it that way at atxsmarthomes.com.
Matrix Construction Services, a Texas leader in apartment complex renovation, is coming to Austin, and we're hiring construction technicians from entry level to master with skills in tiling, finished carpentry, metal framing, and general construction. With highly competitive pay and generous benefits, this is an exciting opportunity in construction if you're looking for a career and not just another job. To apply, call Matrix Construction Services at 469-240-2330. That's 469-240-2330.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
Sendero Homes, a proud sponsor of high school football in Austin, Westlake, and Lakeway for a quarter of a century. Texas Ranch Homes, Italian-style villas, cutting-edge contemporaries, and all the transitional blends in between. For unique custom homes, turn to the pros at Sendero Homes. SenderoHomes.com.
Texas Sports Monthly's October issue is available at all HEBs and Randalls. This month's issue features future Longhorn QB and Lake Travis talent Hudson Card on the cover. Austin High, Rouse, Hutto, Liberty Hill, and Lake Travis are all profiled. Plus, check out action from the Big 12. The Texas Longhorn Longhorns, the Dallas Cowboys, and both Houston Texans and Rockets are also featured. For everything in local sports in Austin, read Texas Sports Monthly. All Texas, all sports, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly, available free at all H-E-B and Randalls or online at TexasSportsMonthly.com.
This is Kit McConico, and it's time to go around the region and hear from the guys who will call tonight's games. It's the Friday Football Countdown, Central Texas High School Football Whip-Around, powered by Howdy Honda.
Al Cepeda reporting live from Bible Stadium for tonight's 13-5A D2 matchup between the Glen Grizzlies and the Marble Falls Mustangs. Marble Falls picked up their first win of the season last week, beating Bastrop 45-37, while Glen had an incredible fourth-quarter comeback win to beat Georgetown Eastview 35-28. With a win tonight, the Grizzlies can clinch a postseason berth for the second consecutive season with their eyes still on the district title. Very windy and cold here tonight, so expect both ground games to control the clock. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. on the Horn 101.9 FM and 1260 AM.
It's Adam Wagner bringing you the action from a cold and windy Dragon Stadium with a crucial 13-6A contest between the Cedar Ridge Raiders and the Round Rock Dragons. Cedar Ridge, 3-4 overall, 2-3 in the district, must win out to keep their playoff hopes alive. They'll have to do so by limiting this tough ground attack of the Dragons that averages 300 yards per game by their linebacking core of Taylor, Hartgrove, and DeBark. Offensively, the Raiders' dynamic running back, Deuce Vaughn, will look to get loose against the Round Rock defense in order to keep the Raiders on the playoff hunt. Both teams have impressive ground games. Strap in for what is shaping up to be a grinder of a game. We'll keep you updated throughout the night here on the Horn Webcast, powered by IHS Fan.
This is Stephen Campbell reporting from the Kelly Reeves Athletic Complex. It's homecoming for the Westwood Warriors as they look back to getting the win column as they take on the Leander Lions. For Coach Wood and crew, the mindset has to be just win today. Junior quarterback RJ Martinez looks to build off his big game last week where he completed 75% of his passes for 310 yards and 2 touchdowns. Against the Leander, defense is giving up an average of 44 points a game. It should be a good one here at the Palace.
This is Dee Hansen at Burger Stadium as we prepare for what should be a high-scoring affair between the depleted but still very much in the thick of the playoff discussion Bowie Bulldogs and the high-flying Austin High Maroons. Bowie has put together their first winning streak of the season after back-to-back come-from-behind wins against both Anderson and Aikens. The Bulldogs won both of those contests by a combined score 45-41. The QB carousel continues between junior Evan Millette and sophomore Diego Tello, who went for a very efficient 10 of 13, 188 yards, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns last week against the Aikens Eagles. The Austin High Maroons, though, came into 2019 a potential player in the playoff hunt, and now they are having a difficult time at 1-5 in district play, giving up over 59 points per game in the district. With the win tonight, the Bulldogs have a winless Lehman Lobo squad to contend with before rounding out the regular season against the third-place Westlake Chaparrals. We'll have the call for you starting at 7:15 right here on 105.3 FM, The Bat.
Mark Honig here at Del Valle, where the Cardinals host Lake Travis. The Cavaliers coming off a bye week following the one-point win over Westlake. But in the win, quarterback Hudson Card suffered a turf toe injury. Initial reports had him out for the remainder of the season, but additional opinions leaving the door open for a return in a couple of weeks. That means junior Nate Yarnell gets his first varsity start. LT undefeated in District 25-6A. If the Cavs win out, they take the district championship and head to the playoffs as the top D1 representative. Del Valle still has some long shot playoff hopes, but they need to pull some upsets and they need to get lucky. Bucky Godbolt and Stu Myrick join me for the broadcast on 104.9 The Horn.
This has been your Central Texas High School Whip Around, brought to you by Howdy Honda, your low price, express purchase, friendly home for Honda.
All right, thank you, Kit. That's your Whip Around with Kit McConico, brought to you by Howdy Honda. Now, it takes a look at all of the games here on the ABC Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. And some of the games there, of course, also on the IHS Fan Webcast Network that our friend Rick Epstein does and the fine work that those guys are doing. You know, I was listening to this the web app earlier today with the Weiss game, I guess it was.
Okay.
Anyway, no, I was listening with the Anderson game. Anderson, that was a close one. It was 20-20 when I got here. And they ended up pulling that one out, but that was a good game. But good stuff from the IHS Fan Webcast Network stuff, guys, so check that out. But here in the meantime, let's kick this thing over to Coach Jeff Abels, Bowie Bulldogs. That is the What's for Lunch Coach's Corner up next. Let's hit that, Steve.
It's the Coach's Corner.
This week on the What's for Lunch Catering Coach's Corner, we got Jeff Abels of Bowie. Coach, y'all are tied for fourth in District 25-6A right now. How do you feel about where y'all are at entering a big game against Austin High on Friday?
Well, we're as you said, we're sitting there in fourth, and so we're in a situation where we understand that, you know, every game matters now, and so every game is a big game, and that game tomorrow night, like you talked about, is will be a huge one for us. Austin High is a good football team. They're well coached, and it'll be a really good game.
Coach, we talked before the season about how y'all were really lacking in experience. Y'all had a big senior class that graduated last year. This current senior class, not very large, but y'all have overcome that and are in a really good spot right now during the final weeks of the season. How have y'all been able to overcome that lack of experience and put together a good product on the field?
As you mentioned, the injuries and things like that, the kids have done a great job, and I'm really proud of them stepping up. We have, I think we started off with 25 seniors, and I think we're down to 20 right now that are playing, or they can play, they're not hurt. And those guys, along with some juniors and a few sophomores, have really stepped up, filled the gap in there, and some of the guys that we've lost to injury. And so credit to those young men that are stepping up and getting the job done.
All right, Coach, that's all I got. Thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. You take care.
It's the Coach's Corner, brought to you by What's for Lunch.
All right, there's our What's for Lunch Coach's Corner. As always, good stuff from Jeff Abels.
Always. Yeah, really helped. I was in a pickle last night, man. The plan was for the Coach's Corner Player of the Week to be from the winning team of Eastview Weiss last night. But when a torrential thunderstorm ended any hope of that, I was scrambling, and Coach Abels helped me out, man. So
yeah, and then I got on our Sendero Homes Player of the Week. As a kid I've been watching lately is Taylor Dumar, the number 5 out there at Vandegrift for Coach Sanders. So got a chance to speak with the young man as well as today. So that's our Player of the Week coming up here.
We got good people here in Austin. That's another reason why you got to listen to these games. You got to support the community. We got great people here in Austin, Texas.
Well, and, you know, we got good relationships with a lot of these coaches too, and so sometimes, you know, you just gotta something happen. Thunderstorm moves into the North Austin area and hits the Pflugerville field, and then you improvise.
Yes, yes, you do.
Well, quick announcement: NXG's got their open house. That's one of our sponsors here. The new baseball training facility there in Lakeway has a big opening house on Saturday from 12 to 3 tomorrow. Hot dogs, free evaluations. Get a chance to meet Mike and the staff out there and all the coaches for details and information on NXG's open house tomorrow. Guys, check out info at NXG Recruiting or visit NXGRecruiting.com, or go ahead and just stop by there on Deba Drive in Lakeway right there at 15527 Deba, right near 620. So what do you got on our game of the week here this week?
Well, we got Westlake Hayes, man. Yep. Westlake Hayes. And this game, I love Westlake versus Hayes. This is a game like when I was in high school, that was a huge game. In fact, one of the favorite games
Hayes
I've ever...
Hayes won one.
Well, yeah. They won. They ended Westlake had like a 13-year district winning streak where they had not lost a district game. And Hayes ended that, I think, in 2003, which was a huge upset in the area. They had some battles back then. I mean, one of the favorite games I've ever been to. High school, college, pro, whatever. Westlake Hayes, 2005. Let's go to the time machine. All right, my senior year of high school. We're playing Hayes. Last game of the season. Last game of the season. It was a de facto district championship game. Both teams undefeated in district. Westlake led by quarterback Nick Foles. I was a grade ahead of Foles. And our offense was, we had 6 Division I players on offense. And I could go through them, but we only got like a minute left for a commercial break. anyways, we were down 30-17 with 3 minutes to go and went touchdown, onside kick, touchdown to win the game. And then stormed Bob Shelton Stadium. It was insane. So the game means a lot to me. Hayes is undefeated right now. They're undefeated.
We talked about the Battle of the Lakes game a couple of weeks ago. It was a lopsided win for Westlake last year. That thing was close, as obviously it ended up a one-pointer. We'll see what this rushing game does with Hayes versus the air attack with Westlake, and we'll talk a little more of this game here after the break. It's the Friday Night Countdown on 104.9 The Horn. We'll be right back.
They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugar.
TexasHSFootball.com. Proud to sponsor the Friday Night Countdown. Log on for the latest in game coverage, scores, team pages, player profiles, and Texas recruiting news. That's TexasHSFootball.com.
For all things high school football, TexasHSFootball.com.
What's for Lunch is a full-service catering company specializing in family-style lunches for businesses in the Austin area. Catering breakfast, lunch, dinner, and afternoon snacks for special events, training seminars, tailgate parties, conferences, birthdays, celebrations, cocktail parties, local businesses, South by Southwest day parties, private parties, sports banquets, and much more. Think outside the lunchbox when you ask yourself, what's for lunch? That's What's for Lunch Corporate Catering. Call them today at 512-388-6062. That's 388-6062, or place your order online at whatsforlunchaustin.com.
Aaron Hogan for John McClellan and Supreme Lending. Did you know that interest rates have been cut by over a full point in the last 9 months? Which means now is the time to buy a home if you've been putting it off. A house that was out of range is now financially back on the table thanks to these lower interest rates. If you financed your home in the last 2 years and you're paying over 4.5%, you need to call John McClellan now. Qualified buyers can get rates in the threes and save tens of thousands of dollars with one simple phone call. And that call is to my friend John McClellan and Supreme Lending, the mortgage expert I recommend. Supreme Lending loans close on an average of under 23 days. Also, local real estate agents trust John McClellan. That'll give you the edge in a competitive market with that Supreme Lending pre-approval. The real estate agents know there are no surprises. It's a fast close, giving you the edge in this red-hot market. Oh, and John and his team live here. They love Austin. They're local. They give back to their communities and the neighbors they serve. Call John and his team today, 512-361-4717. That's 512-361-4717. Or simply online, johnmcclellan.com. That's johnmcclellan.com.
License number 20776835, Executive Center Drive, Austin, Texas.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Leasing. For 30 years plus, you've heard me tell you why you should lease from Apple Leasing. I think there's a better person to tell you, though. Let me read a letter from Alisa, one of Apple's second-time clients. Dear Scott, I just wanted to write a quick note acknowledging my gratitude and thanks for the assistance Justin gave me with my most recent lease. I called Apple Leasing about 3 years ago when I first had questions about leasing versus buying. I was amazed with Justin's timely responses and ability to find me exactly what I wanted. I drove away knowing I'd made the right decision. Fast forward almost 4 years later, it's time for a new car. It's been a blessing to know that I can call or text Justin just like an old friend. He's quick to pick up the phone and give me a quick response, text or mail, and he does it in a way that makes people feel so comfortable about leasing a new vehicle. He's exceeded my expectations twice, and I'm hard to please. I'm very proud of my team, Buddy, Chris, Justin, Gary, Kathy, Karen. Just call Apple Leasing at 346-9977 or click appleleasing.com and join the family.
Jason's Deli has something great for everyone. Fan favorites are the Garden Fresh Salad Bar, Reuben, and Deli Cowboy. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing at Jason's Deli Lakeway. Open every day right down the street from Lake Travis High School.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan for Westlake Dermatology. Hopefully you've heard me talk about their cool sculpting treatments for years, but now I'd like to introduce you to a really cool procedure that can help you if you're suffering hair loss. I know this affects a lot of you, both men and women. What if I told you at Westlake Dermatology, they have safe and proven effective way to help wake up your hair follicles and slow down that receding hairline and bring that hair back to life. It's called PRP Hair Rejuvenation. The PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma. When I met with Dr. Heidi Prather over Westlake Dermatology, she explained the process, how they use your own healthy blood cells to stimulate growth in the follicles that have stopped growing and bring back to life those follicles that have stopped or slowed down, leading to that hair loss. Think about it like your own lawn at your house. When the soil is bad and the roots are unhealthy, the grass stops growing. That's what's happening with your hair. This state-of-the-art non-surgical procedure can be done in about an hour, and it's virtually painless. PRP Hair Rejuvenation. The earlier you start to get the hair loss treated, the better the results. Westlake Dermatology has locations all over Austin, and all you got to do is call them 512-328-3376 or online westlakedermatology.com.
Hey, football fans, Craig Way here. Everyone in Austin knows the wait for football season is over. But do you know my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK are now offering all laser LASIK starting at $4.95 per eye? That's right, it's LASIK season. Make the right call and stop putting off LASIK. Schedule your free consultation today. Colt McCoy did. Never watch another football game again without clear, hassle-free vision. Tailgate, barbecue, spend time with friends without the hassles of contacts or glasses. Make this your season to remember. Schedule schedule a free consultation today. Sharp Vision's price match guarantee lets you feel confident you're getting the best pricing in Austin. After your free consultation, you'll know why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified, not overpriced. See for yourself why Colt McCoy trusted the team at Sharp Vision. Go online or call 512-596-2020 and schedule your free consultation today for LASIK starting at $495 per eye. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK. KTAE-AM Elgin. K270CO Round Rock. Back to the Texas Sports Monthly Friday Night Countdown, presented by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown here on 104.9, brought to you by the ABC and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. Check out the app tonight, guys. Get that thing and check out some football. Lots of games to hear, lots of action going on. There's still Lake Travis has a game tonight.
Support your local athletes, man. Are you proud of living in Austin? Are you a proud Austinite?
Well, we have a
then
lot to be proud of.
Support the kids. Support them, man. Come on.
What do we got?
We got a Player of the Week interview, right?
Yeah, well, we do the Player of the Week. I got a chance to speak again with Taylor Dumar, Sendero Homes Player of the Week. Let's go ahead and fire that up, Joe.
Time for Texas Sports Monthly's Player of the Week.
This week's Sendero Home Player of the Week is Taylor Dumar, wide receiver for the undefeated Vandergriff Vipers. Taylor, your team is 7-0 with a bye this week, and the Vipers still have Leander and Stony Point on the remaining schedule of district play. What does Coach Sanders and his staff preach to you guys in a bye week, and how do you feel about this team as it gets ready to make a push in the state playoffs?
Yes, sir. Right now is the perfect time for the bye week because right now, if you match it up with the state finals, that's going to be in December. So it's the midway point. So it's a good time for that. And going into our next game, it's a ladder, and we take it one game at a time. Our next game is Leander, so we're going to focus on Leander and worry about Stony Point for the other weeks to come. But they're both really good schools, and we're ready to play them.
Your defense has given up only 96 points all season, averaging just 13.7 per game. You know, Taylor, I know you're on offense, but what can you say about this defense led by Jax McCauley, Caleb Lewis, and Tyler Mangazi, man?
Yes, sir. I cannot say enough because they're just awesome players, and it's just an awesome team right there. Our defense is the reason why we're in a lot of these games a lot of times because Round Rock, I believe they put up 50 points a game and way ahead on the 25, so it was something special to see, and especially against Cedar Park, a rival, cut them out to a shutout. And, again, shout-out to our defense for keeping us in a lot of these games, and then we're just doing our job, putting our points on the board, and our defense is the reason why, too, we're in a lot of these games.
You know, as a junior, you've had a key role with several wins this year. This offense is capable of great things. What do you attribute to the success of Drew Dawson spreading the ball around to all you guys?
Man, it's just really, it's just a team role. We're just all doing our jobs. Drew just throwing the ball accurate every time, throwing on a dime. Trey, you know, he's such a threat. He gets open, so the defense is always looking at him, so then it just leaves me to do my job in my place and catch my balls when it's my time to do my job. Same for Blake. He got his first touchdown. He's been doing his job. And Coach Mauser, he got in the team out. He knows how to put us in the right places at the right time. And going well.
Well, that's all I got, Taylor, and good luck this next week, buddy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week brought to you by Sendero Homes.
All right. That's a very sharp young man, Taylor Dumar Jr. Been contributing quite a bit. I believe he's got four touchdowns, and he's had a number of big plays and big moments for that Viper team for Coach Sanders. And been watching him and just got a chance to sneak him in there this week. So good stuff from the young man. Very well spoken.
Absolutely, good interview. And yeah, he had a big game at Cedar Ridge. That was his
two touchdowns in that one.
Yeah, that was his show out game. So a lot of other games to get to. You know, it's funny. Me and Russell joke about this off air. Is I over prepare for this show so badly, and then we get to this point in the show, and I have so many notes, and I'm just not even going to get close to it. But let's just do what we can. All right,
we got 5 minutes.
We got Maynard at Georgetown. Time to see what the Mustangs are made of. Maynard won their first three district games versus the bottom half of the league. Now they get three straight games against Georgetown, Cedar Park, and Hutto. Maynard came into the year with really high hopes. I almost put them in my preseason top 10, but then opened the season with back-to-back losses to Weslaco East and Copperas Cove. Russell, we know some things about Valley football.
Spent some time there.
You can't lose to Valley. Like, if you're going to be a top, like, okay, I don't want to disrespect the Valley too much, but it's Deep South Texas. It's not very good teams there. If you're a top 10 team in the state of, in the city of Austin, you can't lose to a Valley team. The Valley is like the Sun Belt Conference of Texas high school football. All right, you can't. And then Copperas Cove.
It's kind of true.
They lost to Copperas Cove, who's 2-5. So I don't know what happened there, but they've rattled off 5 straight wins since. However, those 5 wins, the opponent's combined record is 7-30. So it's about to get real. And here's the thing with Maynard, right? They have some strong individual talent. Running back Todd Brooks, a future Texas Tech running back, has 922 yards in the season. That's 132 per game, 9.2 per carry, 13 touchdowns. He is a workhorse. He is the guy that's going to drag defenders. He's going to make things happen, all right? You can just bust him up the middle, and he's going to get yards. And then on defense, edge rusher Princely Umanmielen. He's 6'4", 249-pound, 4-star prospect who was committed to Texas, but actually decommitted this week.
Who are you picking in this one? If I ask you to pick...
I got Georgetown. Georgetown, you know, they swung and a missed on their two chances at Cedar Park and Hutto, losing 34-18 and 38-15. They beat Pflugerville last week. The Eagles, they're not very explosive on offense, but they're pretty good at defense. The matchup to watch in this one, and the matchup that I think Georgetown will win, is linebacker Taylor Bell versus Maynard Brooks. Bell is a fierce downhill linebacker, a true throwback type. And if he's going to be in charge of making sure Brooks doesn't get loose. And, you know, the game plan of every great defense, the best defensive game plan always is to stop what the offense does best. And if Taylor Bell and Georgetown can take away Maynard's run game with Taj Brooks, I think Georgetown wins this game.
You got Pflugerville and Hutto tonight. I think Hutto handles that one pretty easily.
Yes.
Cedar Ridge and Round Rock. What do you think of this
one? That'll be a fun game. This is another one that could throw a real wrench into 13-6A. Cedar Ridge was picked second in the preseason district, now on the outside looking in. A win here, however, keeps them alive. Round Rock won't be easy, though. I mean, they're averaging 46 points per game, giving up just 24. That's 14 less than last year defensively. They edged out Stony Point 34-31 in overtime last week. Israel Morgan, the running back, had 100 yards rushing and 100 yards receiving. However this game turns out between Cedar Ridge and Round Rock, it won't be nearly as high scoring as last year. Last year, Cedar Ridge won 70-56 in a game with 70 combined points in the first quarter. It was 35-35 after the first quarter last year.
That's right.
I think I got Round Rock in this one. Man, when I saw them play Vandergrift, they went toe-to-toe with the Vipers.
Big time.
And the Vipers are a third, fourth-round playoff team, which makes me think Round Rock is also a third, fourth-round playoff team. And I can't say that about Cedar Ridge.
And that
right
one,
now.
That was a one-point game. With, what, less than 3 minutes left in that game?
Oh, Round Rock was in the lead late in the third quarter.
Yep.
And, you know, it just didn't happen. But I got Round Rock with Cedar Ridge. Henderson versus Vista Ridge, another big game in that district. Another one that could just, you know, I mean, you can't count out Henderson. I mean, it's been a down season, but they gave Vandergrift their biggest scare. They jumped out an early lead and lost by 7. That's the closest game the Vipers have played all year, was 2-5 Henderson. They held fourth quarter leads against Stony Point, but succumbed in the end. They lost to Westwood by just a point. And in the Cedar Ridge game last week, there was nothing easy about the Raiders' win against Henderson.
Let's jump over to 4-4A, Burnett and Liberty Hill tonight.
Oh, man, dude, Liberty Hill might miss the playoffs.
I know. I think I'm going fourth and long. Fourth and long on this one, Joe.
But no, Liberty Hill, I mean, this is a playoff elimination game.
Well, I know, and I think Burnett, I think Burnett's bringing it.
Yeah.
That's my fourth and long.
Okay, so my fourth and long.
Fourth and long.
Okay, so your fourth and long was that. My fourth and long was the game I was just talking about, Henderson or Vista Ridge. Dude, Chip Killian teams are tough. They are disciplined. They've never missed the playoffs in his 10-year tenure at Henderson. They still got a chance. They got to win tonight to do it, And they're going to do it. Give me the Hawks over the Rangers.
All right, there you go. And Liberty Hill, I don't know. I think the Panthers are in trouble.
Liberty Hill's going to pull that one out, man.
It is
Jefferson
at home.
Walker. You know, big game for Regents this week.
We're going to private school.
Regents and Brentwood Christian, who is 7-1 this year. I actually exchanged some emails with Beck Bryden this week. He's pretty excited, man. Wilson Long, almost 2,000 yards passing, 25 touchdowns. That's when with him sitting out last second half and fourth quarters. Watch out for Brentwood Christian defensive end Mason Copeland, though. He has 59 tackles, 19 tackles for a loss, 8.5 sacks, 5 quarterbacks hurries, 1 forced fumble. This will be a big challenge. And Brentwood Christian, this is only their fifth year of varsity football. They lost to Regents 34-7 in their only meeting last year. I think this will be a much different game. Lake Travis at Del Valley. Lake Travis playing without Hudson Carr tonight. Nate Yarnell experience.
Yep.
What do you think?
That one's going to be right here on the horn. And yeah, I mean, hey, with Hudson out, I don't know. Del Valley put up some big points on some teams in this district.
And Del Valley needs this so bad. They need this so bad. I mean, they got to win out. They got to win out, basically. But yeah, Nate Yarnell, I mean, he's got Division I offers already. He did really well in 7-on-7 over the summer, I read.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that, man.
Bridgestone
Canyon Lake will be a good game. Wimberly Geronimo Navarro. More 4A football.
Wimberly's going to take that one. We are wrapping this thing up. It is fast. It comes and goes. It's the Friday Night Countdown on 104.9 AM 1260. Enjoy the games. Be safe out there. It's cool tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Texas Sports Monthly Friday Night Countdown. Presented by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Also brought to you by American Water Connecticut, Factory Mattress, Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Hyundai, Round Rock Toyota, RV Outlet Mall, Dr. Craig Eckert, Austin Billiards, Qualtech Automotive, Paul's Motor Works, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, Capital Chevrolet, Urology Austin, Whataburger, Thriven Financial, Vandegrift High School, Inner Space Cavern, Thomas J. Henry, Mack Hike Ford Lincoln, Total Men's, UFCU, Central Texas Honda Dealers, and Tires to You.
NXG Recruiting, now accepting new memberships in their elite sports training facility in Lake Travis. Train with former Longhorn Mike Davis. Speed and agility, strength and conditioning, hitting and pitching instruction, and create your own video performance profile for recruiters. Train your student athlete this fall with NXG Recruiting, taking the next generation to the next level. Located on Debit Drive near 620 or visit online at nxgrecruiting.com.
Rock Solid Decorative Coatings is a proud sponsor of Central Texas High School football, specializing in outdoor living, gazebos, and patios for your home or business. Turn to the pros at Rock Solid. Rock Solid specializes in repairing your concrete project or flooring system from damage. Your team needs a Rock Solid defense to win championships, so why not call the winning professionals at Rock Solid Decorative Coatings today, 512-244-3612, or visit them online at TexasRockSolidCoatings.com.
Texas Sports Monthly's October issue is available at all HEBs and Randalls. This month's issue features future Longhorn QB and Lake Travis talent Hudson Card on the cover. Austin High, Rouse, Hutto, Liberty Hill, and Lake Travis are all profiled. Plus, check out action from the Big 12, the Texas Longhorns, the Dallas Cowboys, and both Houston Texans and Rockets are also featured. For everything in local sports in Austin, read Texas Sports Monthly. All Texas, all sports, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly, available free at all HEB and Randalls or online at TexasSportsMonthly.com.
Horns fans, Mr. Tramp Sports Pub invites all Longhorns fans to the game every Saturday. Get a free appetizer during the game when wearing Horns gear. When three or more Horns fans show up to Mr. Tramp's to watch the game, receive free wings or any appetizer. Mr. Tramp's with great food, huge screens with sound, daily drink specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Mr. Tramp Sports Pub, your headquarters for college football this season. 183 at Fairfield Lane, where North Austin goes for sports. MrTramps.com.
Mr. Tramp's.
Hi, folks. Craig White. One of the best things I discovered about moving to the Horn was meeting Dr. Greg Eckert. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can meeting a dentist be a good thing? Dental anxiety, right? I had it too, but Dr. Eckert eliminates that dental anxiety. I guess nearly a quarter of a century of experience can do that. He can handle whatever your dental needs are. General dentistry, tooth whitening, advanced cosmetic dentistry, veneers. He specializes in tooth loss solutions. Whether it's a single tooth, multiple teeth, maybe you've been told you need them all replaced or restored.
Greg Eckert and his staff have the solution. They've restored over 1,000 cases, and if you just sit down for a consultation, you can make the informed decision on what your dental health care needs and desires should be. Why not give Dr. Eckert a call today at 512-345-3166? As a new patient, mention you heard it here on the Horn, and you'll receive free Zoom whitening. It's one-stop shopping for your entire family's dental care. That's 512-345-3166 for Dr. Greg Eckert. That's Eckert with a U, U-E-C-K-E-R-T.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, and I've been telling you about our family's move, right? Kids are graduating high school, moving on. We're going to downsize. But I'm really excited about the opportunity in our new home because of a great meeting I had with the guys at ATX Smart Homes. And if you know me, I'm by no means a technical guru, but ATX Smart Homes is going to help us create a completely integrated, connected home of the future that is also simple to use. ATX Smart Homes is home technology services. They're based right here in Austin. They do full audio and video services, such as designing and installing media rooms. They'll do small jobs like hanging TVs and installing your Ring and Nest products, but they can also help you create a next-generation smart home. We're talking about full home automation here, folks. Security, including smart lighting, the smart locks, automated shades, the HVAC control, surveillance cameras, the ability to control your home with one app on your phone or your voice on Alexa. Full home connectivity that you can control and understand is available right now. And I can't recommend these folks enough. ATX Smart Homes. Go to the website, atxsmarthomes.com. Integrated, connected smart home technology should be easy and simple to use, and they make it that way at atxsmarthomes.com.
Lake Travis Cavaliers football is on the air. Brought to you by Austin BMW Centers, the A.J. Miller Group, F2 On-Site, Golf Cart Zone, Obsequio Ventures, True Car, Acceleration Sports Performance, Bacon Design, Hill Country Indoor, Lexus of Lakeway, Sky Ridge Dental, Arbogast Homes, Evans Family Law, Firm Space, Jana Birdwell Realtor, Lakeway Vet, LTYA, Moreland Properties, Ramos Consulting, Serene Hills, Sing Orthodontics, Doug Wilkins CPA, Seven Custom Homes, Ranch Road Holdings, Stephen Covey, Austin Lakes Dentistry, Craig O's, Dorsett, Johnson, and Swift, Lakeway Orthodontics, Morningstar Mini Storage, Plains Capital, Rudy's Barbecue, Scott Ramsey, The Print Shop, X-Works, and by Wink. Now, here's your Lake Travis Cavaliers broadcast team, Mark Honig and Bucky Godbold.
In 2 weeks since the Cavaliers took the field against Westlake, it was an emotional win, but the Lake Travis Cavaliers lost quarterback Hudson Card. Still no timetable for his return. He might be able to come back around the playoffs, but we'll have to wait and see. At any rate, it's time for Nate Yarnell to step in. The talented junior has a ton of potential, but tonight will be his first varsity start. It's Lake Travis against Del Valle under windy conditions tonight. Hi again, everyone. Mark Honig, rejoined by Michael Bucky Godbolt, who missed the game against Westlake 2 weeks ago. Glad to have you back. Stu Myrick joins us momentarily. Buck, you missed a great one 2 weeks ago, but two big losses. Marcelo Alanis, the running back, and, of course, the quarterback, Hudson Card.
And I listened, Mark, while I was up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I don't know how you guys got Hudson Card hurt. But
now you're just lying.
But you guys found a way when I was out of town to get him hurt. But he's, I think this football team's in capable hands, and Nate Yarnell, heck, you know, it's like we've grown up with him, as a matter of fact, over the last 2 years, with his dad sitting in between us for the last 2 years. And, you know, we watch him warm up. We watch him practice. I've looked at him for 2 years. He's learned an awful lot in 2 years. Now, all of a sudden, he's thrown right into the fire. It's a different world for him, and it will be probably for the remainder of this. I'm going to say for the remainder of the football season.
I think you got to plan on that. Yeah, absolutely have to plan on that.
I can't see Hudson Card with his future being right there. It'll be a miracle to come back from an injury like he's had. It was a miracle that he lasted the entire football game.
Now remember, when Hudson had to step in that state championship
game.
To replace Matt Baldwin, it was the state title game. This is a little bit different. Now Yarnell has 3 weeks to get it together, to get his feet underneath him, to get his rhythm, to become more familiar with varsity football, live game action
right
before the playoffs begin, and that's somewhat of a blessing.
Yeah, it is. I think that's a great idea that you just said. I mean, he's going to get all the snaps. He's getting all the reps at practice, and now it's his opportunity. It's his time, and he's got another year after this, which is fantastic for them. But no better way than after you get through beating Westlake is to take over the reins at quarterback at Lake Travis. I think that's a perfect time.
Well, let's talk about Del Valle tonight, because more than likely they're not going to make the playoffs. But under Coach Burton in his seventh season here, he's done wonders. He's the longest tenured coach in Del Valle history, and his team has a ton of talent.
You know, I'm so used to being up in this little press box that we came here 2 years ago, Mark, and watching a team that just wouldn't quit. I mean, they were like the little train going up the mountain. They don't quit. This team doesn't – they don't give in. They don't give up. They're well coached. And it looked like from year to year to year, Mark, this team has gotten better. I'm going to be very interested in how they play this game tonight.
Yeah, one thing that you and I are happy about is that we're in the press box tonight because it is extremely windy. And Stu Myrick is battling the conditions down there with the wind out of the north. Stu, tell us about the weather.
It is a little nippy out here. Good evening to everyone. Yeah, the wind is coming out of the north. Wind is coming pretty fierce. It's kind of up and down a little bit, so we'll see how that affects not only kickoffs, but handling the bar because of the cold. I did have a chance to talk with Charles Burton, the Del Valle head coach. You know, they played Westlake last week, and they were happy that they moved the ball, and you mentioned the powerful offense that they have. They talked about tonight, because of the change in quarterback at Lake Travis, they want to try to put pressure on Nate Yarnell. And they say the key to them getting a win is minimizing mistakes, play a clean game, and do what they do.
All right, Stu Myrick down there on the field. We'll see how wind impacts this one tonight. Lake Travis and Del Valle, when we continue on the pregame show, we'll sit down with Hank Carter, head coach of the Cavaliers. Keep it here. Lake Travis football continues in a moment.
Most people don't know about the BMW Certified Sales Event. They don't know we curate pre-owned luxury vehicles at accessible prices with factory-backed warranties and 24/7 roadside assistance. But you are not like most people. You don't have to get lucky to drive luxury. You don't need to press your luck or ride your luck. Because now you know, you can hop in the front seat and drive it.
Take advantage of exceptional offers today. Visit AustinBMWDealers.com for details.
Every football team needs specialists. Those players that focus on one area to help the larger team. The same is true in healthcare. As hospitals and clinics struggle to remain profitable, specialists like Obsequio Ventures are providing that extra hand to ensure growth and efficiency. Whether the challenge is compliance, diagnostics, or legal, Obsequio Ventures can help healthcare facilities strategize and succeed. Obsequio is excited to be bringing their services into the Texas market very soon. Obsequio Ventures, a proud supporter of the Lake Travis Cavaliers.
Visit Hill Country Indoors to see why you and your family are better off indoors. HCI offers four hardtop courts, an indoor turf field, batting and pitching cages, multi-theme climb zone area, kid care and youth programs, private fitness center, luxurious locker rooms, indoor track, unlimited studio group classes, as well as a cafe and sports lounge. With so much available, everyone can experience more at Hill Country Indoors. Located on Bee Cave Parkway and online at hillcountryindoor.com.
My dentist told me I needed a crown, and I was like, I know, right?
Tired of waiting for that tooth to finally break down, fearing when and where? At Skybridge Dental, we can help you with that. We offer family-friendly dental services for all ages. From teeth cleaning to dental implants, we can take care of it all. Call us today at 512-402-9090 or visit our website at skyridgedental.com for more information. Call Skybridge Dental for all your dental needs. 512-402-9090. Next to Pete Terry's and Lake Travis High School.
Welcome back to Del Valle. Mark Hummond joined by Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. Been 2 weeks since we visited, and that was an emotional win over the Westlake Chaparrals, but it didn't come without some injuries. Unfortunately, Hudson Card, your senior quarterback, turf toe, sounded really bad immediately afterwards the next couple of days, but the news has gotten a little better, and he might be able to come back. But why don't you tell us about the injury and kind of what it's been like over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, so in the second quarter, he sustained what ended up being a really significant turf toe. And when you say turf toe, and I can remember this being a Dallas Cowboys fan, Deion Sanders had that when I was a kid. I think he missed most of the season. I thought I was really upset, to say the least. But a turf toe is really a sprain, and Hudson's is a severe sprain of the big joint and of your big toe that goes really into your whole foot. And he sprained in the first half, and he gutted it out and played an amazing game. But he, the next morning, it didn't look great. They went and got it looked at, and and a foot specialist recommended surgery. He got a second and a third opinion from NFL and NCAA Division I doctors and gave him another option. So I think that we think it's possible he could come back still. I think he's got a ways to go. We won't know anything for a couple more weeks probably.
Well, the old saying, it's next man up. So enter Nate Yarnell, easy for me to say, who's a junior. He's had a ton of experience, freshman, JV, 7-on-7, but first varsity start, what can we expect?
I think he's going to come out and he's going to play his tail off. He's got a lot of help. He doesn't have to do anything by himself, and Hudson didn't either. And, you know, I think that you're going to see Nate come out and run the offense. He's done that already this year with the number ones. The only difference is he's just going out there first tonight. So what I'm really excited to see is how much he's going to improve, because now he's getting the number one reps. And practice matters in high school. And, you know, so I expect him to come out and play well. And he doesn't have to be a Superman. He just needs to be him. I think if he'll just be him, we're going to do great.
Tonight you have the Del Valle Cardinals. We'll discuss them right after this.
When it comes to building a custom home, as the 2018 Custom Home Builder of the Year, Arbogast Custom Homes is committed to complete client satisfaction. Accepting only a limited number of clients per year, Todd Arbogast insists on being personally involved in every home he builds. Exquisite craftsmanship, attention to detail, and building with integrity are at the cornerstones of his company. With over a decade of experience, Todd and his team deliver superior quality and outstanding service every time. For more information, visit ArbogastHomes.com.
With a son on the Lake Travis High School football team, global real estate advisor Jana Birdwell is proud to be a Cavalier sponsor. She and her team offer unparalleled international marketing exposure through Sotheby's International Realty, plus local expertise and beyond your expectations communication at every point of the process. Contact Jana's team to find out more about their latest project. Creek's Edge is a new private and gated community off Hamilton Pool Road in the Lake Travis ISD. Call 512-784-8600 to learn more or visit JanaBirdwell.com. Go Cavs!
Back here at Del Valle with Hank Carter. Also in that game, you lost your starting running back, so that alters what you're going to do on the running game. Of course, you have Weston Stevens and Wesley Irwin, so they're going to have to tote the rock a lot. But, you know, with those injuries, you had 2 weeks off, which I guess couldn't have come at a better time to prepare the other kids for action.
Yeah, it did. You know, we lost Alanise there with a knee injury. I hate it for him. He's going to miss the rest of the season. Wesley Irwin made a huge catch on a third down, and he was banged up, but he's going to go tonight. The week off did come at a great time. Sometimes during our week off, we treat it like spring ball, and it's our most physical week of the year. That's not what we did this year. This year, we try to get guys healthy. We worked on flexibility and injury prevention and things like that, and try to recharge our batteries. And I think our guys are ready to go.
So this team has three losses that you're playing tonight, but they are very, very good, especially offensively. Tell us about the Cardinals.
Explosive. I think they have a collection of skill players that are as good, and I mean this, as anybody in the state of Texas. Running back, multiple receivers, a quarterback that is a gunslinger and a gritty kid. So they're scary offensively. Defensively, they're very talented too. They've given up some points. So I think that they really try to hang their hat on getting out and scoring points quickly. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
Well, especially with this win. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think wind affects a football game in a negative way more than any other, you know, more than rain potentially. And wet football, we can change it out, but you can't do anything about the wind. And so we're going to battle that tonight in the kicking game. Both teams are going to battle that. And obviously it will have an effect on the passing game somewhat. We've got winds probably gusting to 25 miles an hour. But again, it's going to be a great challenge. These are conditions that if you play long enough and things go right in your season like you want them to down the stretch in the playoffs, you get some nasty weather. And so at least we got a little breeze to fight through tonight. I'm looking forward to how our kids are going to adjust to it.
Three more games, you can get the district championship back. What does that mean to you?
I mean, that's one of our goals. You know, it's very important to us to win the district championship. It's something that we're very, very proud of that when we're able to do that, that's a huge accomplishment. So we just need to continue to take care of our business. And I think we've got a difficult test tonight. It's the best collection of skill players we've seen since probably Timberview and also Arlington Martin. I mean, these guys can really run.
All right, best of luck. Stay warm.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hank Carter, head coach of the Cavaliers, back with the starting lineups and the kick right after this on 104.9 The Horn.
Watch out!
out.
We're throwing axes at High Five and you're up. Get the thrill of gripping the axe handle, lining it up, letting it fly, and watching as the steel of your axe sticks into the bullseye. Then high-fiving your friends and coworkers. Yeah! Axe throwing is dangerous fun, which is why you'll be trained by your personal certified High Five expert. Reserve your group at either of our greater Austin area locations, High Five Anderson Lane near Mopac, or right here in Lake Travis off 620. Book online at bowlhighfive.com. High Five is proud to be a state sponsor of Lake Travis football. High Five, Cavs!
Are you looking to score your Austin dream home? Moreland Properties has been navigating Austin's turf for over three decades, giving us a real home field advantage in today's real estate market. Whether you're looking for a waterfront home, lock and leave condo, or brand new build, our agents can help you tackle your next real estate transaction. View our listings at Moreland Properties on Facebook, Instagram, or on Moreland.com. Moreland Properties, navigating Austin's turf for over three decades.
The Lake Travis Youth Association is a proud sponsor of Lake Travis High School football. LTYA is the place for youth sports in Lake Travis. The Lake Travis Youth Association has been serving the youth sports needs of the Lake Travis area since 1978. LTYA, it all starts here. Go to LTYA.org for more info on youth sports in the Lake Travis area. That's LTYA.org for youth sports in Lake Travis. Lake Travis Youth Association, it all starts here.
Enjoy the hospitality of your neighborhood Lexus dealer in Lakeway or Austin. Your local Lexus dealerships are dedicated to offering exceptional customer experiences. This means